You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vdrinska from Showtime, URN's one and only specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our new podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres are closed due to coronavirus. And this week, the Showtime spotlight is falling on one of the most esteemed musical theatre composers to have ever existed. The one, the only, Mr. Stephen Sondheim.
Curtain up! Light the lights! Play, boys!
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd. He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again.
He trod a path that few have trod. Tis Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Charlie Guiteau never said never or heard the word no. Faced with disaster, his heart would beat faster, his smile would just grow. And he'd say,
somebody crowd me with love. Somebody force me to care. Somebody let me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
I mean, it's no secret that he's one of the most important and influential figures in musical theatre history. Even someone who hates musical theatre, shock horror, I know, but I think it's safe to say he's something of a household name, even for someone who couldn't tell you anything at all about musicals. And I know that I've admitted before that I'm more of an Andrew Lloyd Webber girl, but realistically, Sondheim is at a whole other level. You know, he pretty much reinvented the American musical in the 20th century. If you think of the marked change between the kind of stuff we were getting in the 70s and 80s up to now versus the sort of big staple shows of the 1950s, that change, in part, is down to Stephen Sondheim. And on top of that, let's not forget that he is notorious for his complexity and sophistication with which he writes music and lyrics. Again, I know it tends to come down to Sondheim versus Lloyd Webber, but even I can admit that Sondheim is easily the better writer. I think I've said before that Andrew Lloyd Webber, as much as I love his music and have grown up with his musicals more, he's the audience pleaser. You know, a bit more superficial and populist in his tones, whereas Stephen Sondheim is, without fail, the theatre people's composer. And we have so much of the current theatre industry to owe to him. So why have I made him the focus of tonight's podcast? Well, it was his 90th birthday on the 22nd of March. And that was the day that Marianne Elliott's gender-reverse production of Stephen Sondheim's Company was meant to open on Broadway. And they'd planned to have this huge celebration to commemorate the opening night of this highly anticipated show, and also to honour one of Broadway's most prolific composers on his 90th birthday. Now, unfortunately, that never happened. A few days before the big celebration was scheduled on the Sunday, all of Broadway closed due to coronavirus. And let's not beat around the bush, it's kind of caused chaos. I know that in the grand scheme of things, theatres are so far down the list of things we need to be worried about right now, but the current situation really has taken its toll on the theatre industry worldwide, and Broadway is at the forefront of that. I think someone worked out that Broadway is losing like $30 million a week at the moment, and there are so many shows, Beetlejuice being one, that just won't ever be coming back again, even after everything opens again. Oh, and Six. Oh, poor six. It had its opening night and then like instantly closed the next day when Broadway went dark. It's genuinely such a shame. But, you know, it's not the end of the world. And the theatre community has adapted. And it's a joy and a privilege that we are still able to access so much theatre content through things like digital streaming, even in these dark times. And that brings me back to Sondheim, because since Broadway weren't able to celebrate his actual 90th birthday in the way they'd planned, the biggest names in the American theatre business are putting together an all-star birthday concert in his honour that will be streamed live online tonight. It'll be hosted by Raul Esparza and is set to feature artists like Patti LuPone, Audra McDonald, Mandy Patinkin, Kristen Chenoweth, Sutton Foster, Christine Baranski, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Kelly O'Hara, Aaron Tveit, Maria Friedman, Katrina Lenk, still got more names, Laura Benanti, Neil Patrick Harris, Jake Gyllenhaal, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Ben Platt, Josh Groban. They're just a few of the names on the list. They really are pulling out all of the stops for this concert. There's even meant to be special appearances from Nathan Lane and Meryl Streep and Steven Spielberg. Like, whether you like Stephen Sondheim's music or not, you've got to respect a guy who can inspire all of these people to want to celebrate him in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. Like, it's amazing. So if seeing the glitterati of Broadway performing some of the best-known songs from one of the world's best-known musical theatre composers sounds like your sort of thing, then make sure to check out this concert. It's called Take Me to the World, a Sondheim 90th birthday celebration, and it premieres on YouTube tonight at 8pm Eastern Standard Time, which awkwardly is actually about 1am for us, so maybe catch up with it tomorrow instead. You can find the link to watch the stream on Broadway.com's YouTube channel in the attached post, so just follow that through. I'm pretty sure they're making it available for a little while after the initial broadcast, like they did with the Disney concert last week, but do double check just in case. But it really is being pitched as a once-in-a-lifetime concert, and rightly so, when you've got a list of people like that involved with it. So do not miss out if you get the opportunity to watch it. And on that note, I will bid you adieu, stay safe and look after yourselves, and I will see you again next Sunday at 6 with another Spotlight on, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.